You're listening to Weekend Arts. Good afternoon, I'm Melanie Tate. And over the next year, we're going to be asking artists from right around Australia to share with us their favourite pieces of art, the paintings, the sculptures, productions, poems and books that have meant the world to them. And the first artist sharing with us one of his favourite paintings is John Olson. And if you'd like to check out the painting John's talking about as you're listening, do go to our Weekend Arts website and you'll find it at abc.net.au/radionational. Here's John Olson on the masterpiece that means most to him, accompanied by Dame Nellie Melba.
Really great pictures make one happy. Even a dark Goya can make one happy. It's only bad pictures that make you very unhappy. So when I first saw this picture, I'm just casting my mind back a long time. It knocked my socks off. I was enthralled with it. I've chosen a marvellous picture. It's in the National Gallery of Australia. And it's painted by Tom Roberts, who was one of the Heidelberg School. The Heidelberg School is the most brilliant group of painters in the late 19th century. Streeton, Roberts, Conder, McCubbin. Anyway, this fabulous picture, and it's in Bourke Street, Melbourne, towards the end of Bourke Street, as it climbs up the hill and goes down to Spencer Street railway station. It's painted in 1890, and Roberts had just come back to Australia after a long stint in England. And there it is, and it's Christmas time. And it's a very hot day. It's painted before Bourke Street was sealed, bitumenised. And it's a dusty Bourke Street. And it's painted from the GPO, which is where Bourke Street joins Swanson Street. It's painted directly, which is called plein air. And Roberts has captured this magical moment. And it's Christmas time. And there's a throng of people that are winding their way down through Bourke Street. And it's near the post office. And it also coincides that the mail has just arrived from England. And when the mail arrived from England, a flag would go up on the tower of the GPO, and all the people would rush to get their mail. And the picture contains all that excitement. One of the most remarkable features of this picture is that when a picture is plein aired, that factors of a strong composition are unimportant, that the most important thing of a picture that is plein air is simply that you capture the spontaneity of a moment. But this picture is brilliantly designed, and if one looks at it closely, it satisfies all the notions of what we expect from great pictures. Looking at it, as I am now, that it's broken up into a series of triangles. And down the middle, as I've just described, are the carriages and the throng of people at the bottom of the picture. But the carriages look as though that they're attending a funeral, so dark it is. There is contained in the picture a symbol of summer, an ice van. So there we have it, the throng of people, all dressed in dark colours, except the postal workers who at that time had red uniforms. Now, there is only one part of the picture which stories tell me that was painted in his studio, and that was three young women who were friends of his. And spotted as though dancing across the picture is spots of red. Oh, it's wonderful. Do try and go and see it. It was recently shown in an exhibition of Australian painting at the Royal Academy in London, and now it's returned to its home. I feel it'd be much happier in Australia than it would be in England. Tom Roberts was really the intellectual founder of the Heidelberg School. He was older than all of them. It was Tom Roberts who met a Spanish painter whilst he was travelling through Spain many years before he arrived in Australia. And the Impressionist movement was raging throughout, particularly in France, and became known in England. And there is, like, perhaps one of the masters of the Impressionist movement was Claude Monet. But the point about French Impressionism, it's green and lush. And it's everything that Australia isn't. And it's quite fantastic that Roberts, through this meeting of the Spanish painter, because Spain corresponds very much in light and atmosphere and dust to Australia, that Roberts was influenced by that because he felt that Monet's intentions with light and atmosphere and the colours that he was witnessing on the Île-de-France was not the equivalent of Australia. So he arrived and spoke to his confreres. They decided that they would have tonal impressionism. So what we're seeing in this remarkable picture, it's saying, I am Australia. Well, I'm a funny animal. On one side, I'm, say, it'd be called a modernist. On the other side, as you can see by my enthusiasm for this picture, I have myself deeply, deeply rooted in tradition. Because a person who does not understand or come to grips with the past really doesn't have a great future. So these precious moments of Australia's development mean a lot to me.
John Olson there talking about a painting from Tom Roberts of Bourke Street. And if you'd like to check out that painting, do go to our website, Weekend Arts, which you can find through the Radio National website, abc.net.au/radionational.